Well, it's been a few years now, but annually the United Egg Producers team up with Feeding America, which is a national food bank network, to get some large amount of great eggs donated to the local food banks. And we're fortunate here in the Brazos Valley to have a local egg producer, which is Feathercrest Farms. And they are going to make a pretty substantial egg donation to us tomorrow at 10, right in time for Easter.
Tell me a little bit about why eggs are so important. You know, a lot of people think of food bank as, you know, canned goods and dry materials, but let's talk about, you know, why this is so important to the food bank.
Well, I think you're right that people in the community that hear about a food bank and a food pantry think about us still operating probably like we did 10 years ago, where we needed shelf-stable items, items that didn't need to be refrigerated, items that didn't need to be frozen, things that didn't become perishable overnight and that could sit in our warehouse for a while. And, you know, we've been changing with the times and changing with the types of donations that are becoming available. And we're doing retail pickup and getting frozen meats, and we're getting milk. And then eggs was just like a natural connection to that. And so eggs are a great source of protein. They're relatively inexpensive, and I think most people in your family, kids, adults, like them, and you can make them in various different ways at different meals, so they're very versatile. We've been able to provide eggs to our food pantries now for several years, and in reality now we can't keep them in stock because the folks that line up in the food pantry lines really, really like the eggs and really appreciate them.
Okay. And, you know, and like you said, just in time for Easter, a lot of families are thinking about decorating eggs. But for some people in the area, you know, they don't have that luxury. They need this as a food source.
Yeah. And I don't want to say that in any way to shame anybody, because coloring Easter eggs is something I have a really fond memory of as a kid as well. But in reality, it is a food source, and it is a source of food that will be used as food by some of our local neighbors in need. And maybe the kids will decorate the eggs first, but I can guarantee you that they'll be eaten afterwards because it's such a treat, a good source of protein, and something that they don't get to have every day.
Okay, and let's remind people, if they're interested in making donations, whether it's monetary or food, where they can go to do that.
Well, there's several ways, but if you're one of those online savvy people, you can donate online at www.bv, B as in boy, V as in Victor, FB, F as in Frank, B as in boy, bvfb.org. And you can make an online donation, as well as learn about our volunteer opportunities, and pretty much everyone on staff, you can have contact information for them depending on what area of interest that you have at the food bank.
Okay, great. Is there anything else I missed or anything else you want to touch on about tomorrow's donation?
I think we're very fortunate here in the Brazos Valley to have such a generous donor as Feathercrest Farms. I know that there's some larger food banks in larger cities that don't get this kind of a donation, and it's a very memorable donation for us, and one that makes a really big impact.